The Lord be with you. We welcome you into God's house tonight. Our midweek Lenten services, we will be having a sermon series entitled Words from the Cross. Tonight we consider the words of Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Towards the beginning of the liturgy, we will offer a chance for the imposition of ashes, and those who wish to come forward, you may receive them on your forehead or on the inside of your wrist. If you could indicate to me as you come forward which you would prefer. We begin with our opening hymn. Rise. The order of Vespers is on page 229. O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you.
Almighty God, you created us out of the dust of the ground. May these ashes remind us that we are dust and shall return to dust. May they also remind us of the cross of Christ, by which we are given everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The congregation may be seated. Dust you shall return. Jean, from dust you came, and unto dust you shall return. Jerry, from dust you came, and unto dust you shall return. Linda, from dust you came, and unto dust you shall return. Roger, from dust you came, into dust you shall return. From dust you came. From dust you shall return. From dust you came. Unto dust you shall return. Caleb, from dust you came. To dust you shall return. Jean, from dust you came. Unto dust you shall return. From dust you came, Vivian, and unto dust you shall return. From dust you came, Bernita, to dust you shall return. From dust you came, Jan, and unto dust you shall return. Hannah, from dust you came, to dust you shall return. From dust you came, Dave, and unto dust you shall return. From dust you came, Bob, and unto dust you shall return. From dust you came, Joy, and unto dust you shall return. From dust you came, Russ, and unto dust you shall return. From dust you came, Aaron, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Kelly, and unto dust you shall return. From dust you came, Lila, unto dust you shall return. From dust you came, Molly, unto dust you shall return. You want on your, from dust you came, Maverick, unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Amy, and unto dust you shall return. From dust you came, Jane, and unto dust you shall return. From dust you came, Bob, and unto dust you shall return. From dust you came, Anita, and unto dust you shall return. From dust you came, Teresa, and unto dust you shall return. From dust you came, Jeanette, and unto dust you shall return. dust you came. Unto dust you shall return. Dust you came. Unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Kylan, and unto dust you shall return. From dust you came, and unto dust you shall return. From dust you came, Jaden, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Jerry, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Colton, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Natalie, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Michelle, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Doug, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Todd, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, 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 Kent, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, and unto dust you shall return, Pam. From dust you came, Dale, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, and unto dust return. Dust you came, Rhonda, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Harold, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Sherry, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Judy, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Mike, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Debbie, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Mark, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Mary, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Jim, and unto dust you shall return. Dust you came, Craig, and unto dust you shall return. We'll continue with our office hymn.
first reading is in Joel chapter 2. Yet even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise. Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with Jesus. And when they came to that place that is called the skull, there they crucified him. And the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself. If he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There is also an inscription over him, this is the king of the Jews. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We continue with the Lenten responsory on page 231. Deliver me, O Lord, my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
In you, O Lord, do I put my trust. Leave me not, O Lord, my God.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
Deliver me, O Lord, my God, for you are the God of my salvation. Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is in Luke chapter 23. There they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. This is God's word. Dear friends in Christ, the very humbling news of Ash Wednesday is that from dust and ashes we came. And at the end of our days here on earth, back to dust and ashes, we shall go. The really good news of Ash Wednesday is that we begin one more time a journey to the cross and then to the empty tomb where we see and know and believe that Jesus Christ makes all things new. In these midweek Lenten services, and then on Good Friday, we listen in on the last seven words spoken by Jesus and written, recorded for our learning. I invite you to come tonight to Calvary's cross and to listen in. Listen in as Roman soldiers spit on, slapped around, and savaged the son of a carpenter. And as they did so, he prayed repeatedly, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Listen in as strong and sassy men whipped and beat the very Son of God bloody. They pushed and they pounded and they pierced and they crucified. And as they did so, he prayed, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Listen in as religious leaders lied and incited the crowds to cry out for the death penalty. And as they did so, he kept on praying to his Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Tonight, I invite you to come to Calvary's cross with all of the bumps and all of the bruises and all of the wounds others may have inflicted on you. Come with all of the disappointments and the frustrations and the pettiness that others have inflicted on you. Come with all of the times loved ones have let you down, with all of the memories of friends betraying you, with any bitterness that may have been accumulating in your hearts, and listen in. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they've done. Three meditations tonight on the subject of forgiving others in response to God forgiving us first. Meditation number one, to pray to God to forgive people who aren't apologizing isn't normal. Let me say that again. To pray for God to forgive people who are not apologizing to us isn't normal. The normal desire that rises in our hearts when people are offending us is to ask God to punish them. The normal criminal who had soldiers bending over him and driving rough nails through his hand and feet would curse God and he would cry out for those men to go to hell. The normal boy who gets shoved around and belittled in school looks for a way to retaliate. The normal woman whose husband treats her with contempt wants to give him a taste of his own medicine. The normal elderly person who feels abandoned by family has a hard time letting go of that bitterness that builds up in her heart over time. What comes naturally to all of us is to get even. It's to pay back. In Psalm 35, David cries out for God to punish his enemies. In 2 Kings, when Ahab's men came to arrest Elijah, he called down fire from heaven to consume them. When a Samaritan village didn't welcome Jesus, James and John wanted fire to burn it to the ground. But then there's Jesus. Jesus rises above it all. When the religious leaders go low, Jesus goes high. When the mob ridicules and taunts, Jesus stays quiet. When Judas betrays him with a kiss, Jesus gently warns him. When Peter denies him, Jesus just gives him a look. Tonight we find Jesus even finding an excuse for those who are bullying and abusing and crucifying him. They don't know what they're doing. These people were by no means innocent of wrongdoing. Jesus was just saying they were ignorant. They didn't know who they were crucifying. For normal people, ignorance is no excuse, but for Jesus it was. And so he prayed for his Father not to count their sins against them. He prays for his Father to find a way to forgive them, even though they weren't apologizing, even though they had no intention of repenting, even though they were not soon going to be changing their ways. Meditation number two is that Jesus did far more than pray for his Father to forgive. He made the sacrifice which makes forgiveness possible. In the days of Moses and Aaron, when the people of God rebelled, God would send a plague among them, and they would die by the thousands. And then Aaron would take a censer. He would put fire on it from the altar and incense. Aaron would step between the living and the dying to turn away God's anger. Once a year, on the Day of Atonement, Aaron the high priest went into the holy place. He burned incense before God, and he sprinkled the blood of sacrifices on the mercy seat. You and I need such a high priest. We have sinned not against just one another, but ultimately against God in heaven above. The holy God of gods looks at us and he pounds his gavel and he says, guilty. But you know this. Jesus Christ on Good Friday stepped between his Father and sinners and he brought the sacrifice, not just a prayer, but a sacrifice. On the night before he was betrayed, he said, this is my body, which I am giving for you. This is my blood, which is poured out to forgive your sins. If you're here tonight, looking for an excuse to forgive people in your lives who have wounded you in the past, I have one for you. His name is Jesus. And instead of you paying back those in your life who have hurt you, understand that Jesus already paid the price. He paid his Father. He paid it at the cross. And he paid it in full. Meditation number 3 is to understand what forgiveness is not and what it is. To understand what forgiveness is not and what it is. Forgiveness is not simply saying to people in your life who have hurt you, it's okay, don't worry about it. Rather, it is looking them in the eyes and saying, what you did hurt me. But the Lamb of God has taken away all of your sin. Forgiveness is not about waiting for people to say they're sorry and making sure they've learned their lesson. It's about receiving every day a boatload of God's forgiveness. Let me repeat that. It's about receiving every day a boatload of God's forgiveness. It's about being grateful for that forgiveness, and then it's about being generous with that forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't so much about forgetting what people have done against you. It's about making a decision not to get even. It's not about waiting for people to have a change of heart before we can trust them again. It's about being proactive with God's grace, about being proactive with God's grace as a way of giving the Spirit of God an opportunity to change their hearts. The kingdom of God is like a medium-sized church in a medium-sized city full of folks who realize tonight that from dust and ashes they came, and to dust and ashes they will return. They are at the same time normal and not so normal. Their first inclination in life is to give people what they deserve. But as often as they spend time at the cross of their Savior, that often they find great joy in giving people what Christ has earned for them. On the one hand, they struggle with hearts that can be full of pettiness and holding grudges. But on the other hand, they find that by the working of the Holy Spirit, a spirit of gratefulness and generosity is rising up inside of them. A spirit of gratefulness and generosity is rising up on the inside of them. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life eternal. Amen. You may be seated as we sing our next hymn, verses 1 through 3. Of hymn 447, verses 1 through 3 of 447.
Thank you, choir. That was beautiful. At this time, we're going to correct one of my mistakes, which was not to be ready for Holy Communion tonight, but we are celebrating Holy Communion, and therefore the liturgy will begin on page 194. And during the distribution, we will be singing two additional hymns. If you can remember these two hymn numbers, we'll be singing 570 and 436. 570 and 436. One of them is "Just As I Am Without One Plea," and one of them is "Go to Dark Gethsemane." Please rise for the liturgy. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. We conclude with a benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine on thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Thank you.